Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Coronavirus Essential Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Patra and I'm going to be taking you through all the key updates of COVID-19 from India and around the world. Let's start off with the vaccine updates first. Now, amid the COVID-19 pandemic, India looks for Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine candidate to be the likely first shot available for Indians by the end of 2020. However, there are also two indigenously developed vaccine candidates which are also being expected to get launched with a gap of a few weeks if cleared in trials. And that's according to media reports. However, the COVID-19 vaccine candidate developed by the University of Oxford is ahead of the other two local vaccine candidates that have also entered the human clinical trials. Moving on, the World Health Organization has now urged countries to join the global pact aimed at ensuring less wealthy countries have access to COVID-19 vaccines, warning about the risks from so-called vaccine nationalism. Now, here is a look at the WHO's plan and the approaches by wealthier nations. Now, the COVAX Global Vaccine Facility is actually a program designed to pool funds from the wealthier countries and non-profits to develop a COVID-19 vaccine and distribute it equitably around the world. Now, its aim is to deliver 2 billion doses of the effective and approved COVID-19 vaccine by the end of 2021. Let's move on and talk about Australia now. Australians are actually a step closer to accessing a COVID-19 vaccine for free, and that's after the federal government secured a major international deal to produce a vaccine frontrunner locally, and that is as per the media reports over there, should the trials actually succeed. Now, Australia says the government has signed an agreement with the UK-based drug company AstraZeneca to secure the potential COVID-19 vaccine developed by Oxford University if the trials prove successful. Now, the Australian government has also said that it will be able to offer free doses to its entire population of 25 million people. The vaccine is being developed by the pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca and Oxford University, and if the clinical trials are successful, the deal with AstraZeneca would secure early access for every Australian. And this is what Prime Minister Scott Morrison has said. Mr. Morrison has also said that it is likely that vaccinations would be mandatory. Australia has also recorded for 50 coronavirus deaths so far, most of an outbreak in the state of Victoria. Now, Australian biotech giant CSL Limited has raised hopes on Wednesday of delivering a COVID-19 vaccine within a year as annual profit outstripped a forecast thanks to heavy demand for inoculation and blood plasma products that actually sent the shares soaring. With that, let's move on to all the updates from India then. The total confirmed COVID-19 cases in India have now risen to 27,67,273, and that's according to the latest updates from the Union Health Ministry. The death toll in the country due to the novel coronavirus pandemic has now risen to 52,889. Now, the reported active cases of COVID-19 in the country right now stand at 6,76,514. As many as 20,37,870 COVID-19 patients have been cured and discharged so far. According to the Indian Council of Medical Research, a cumulative total of over 3 crore 17 lakh samples have been tested for COVID-19 up till August 18, with 8 lakh samples having been tested just yesterday. The daily new cases of COVID-19 and deaths due to the disease have now shown a declining trend since August 13, and this is what the Health Ministry has said as of yesterday, but it has also warned against any laxity, underlining a 5-day span was very short in the context of a pandemic. Addressing a press briefing, the Secretary in the Union Health Ministry, Rajesh Bhushan, said that in spite of a sustained level of 7 to 8 lakh coronavirus tests a day, the positivity rate has come down from 10.03% in the first week of July to 7.72% over the last 7 days. Moving on, COVID-19 patients can now return to hospitals after recovery as new dimensions of post-COVID subacute morbidities include respiratory symptoms, immunological reactions in children and fibrosis in lungs are common to the fore, said the government. Now, this came after the Union Home Minister Amit Shah was admitted in AIIMS New Delhi yesterday for post-COVID care after complaining of fatigue and body ache. Now, Shah, who was earlier undergoing the treatment for COVID-19 infection at Medanta Hospital on August 14, said that he had tested negative for the disease now. Moving on, Delhi has recorded 1,374 fresh cases of COVID-19, pushing the city's total caseload to 1,54,741 as of yesterday, while the death count has also risen to 4,226. Now, 12 fresh fatalities were recorded in the last 24 hours, and that's according to the health bulletin of Delhi government. As many as 5,419 RT-PCR and tests were also done, and the rapid antigen tests were also conducted in the last 24 hours, bringing the number of tests conducted per million population to actually 70,388. Now, Indian pharma major Dr. Reddy's Laboratories today launched Avigan, a generic version of Favipiravir 200 mg tablet in India for treatment of COVID-19 patients. Avigan has been approved by the Drugs Controller General of India for the treatment of patients with mild to moderate COVID-19 disease. To ensure accelerated access to the medicine, Dr. Reddy's has said that it has initiated a free home delivery service in 42 cities in the country, and a help line center also has been developed, which will be open from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Now, people could actually reach through this helpline from Monday until Saturday between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. by calling on 1-800-267-0810. The launch is actually a part of the global licensing treatment with Fujifilm Toyoma Chemical Company Limited that grants Dr. Reddy's exclusive rights to manufacture, sell and distribute Avigan, which is Favipiravir 200 mg tablets in India. Now, in a survey conducted by accountancy firm PwC India, 79% of respondents have said that their income levels have actually been impacted due to COVID-19. Still, a majority of respondents, that's 52%, are hopeful of economic recovery within the next 12 months. Now, early discovery of COVID-19 vaccine will be a source of confidence, but its delivery to over a billion people might take time, said the report titled Full Potential Revival and Growth, Charting India's Medium-Term Journey. The PwC report also noted that the health situation continues to be dynamic with the continuing spread of the virus. Now, this has created a direct shock to the economy, resulting in a recession. On the economic impact of COVID-19, it said the exogenous supply and demand shock due to COVID-19 pandemic is likely to cause a recession for the first time since 1979. Now, international travel is also set to expand, with the government saying on August 18 that it is in talks with 13 more countries to have an air travel bubble. At present, the arrangement is with 7 countries: the US, UK, France, Germany, UAE, Qatar, and also Maldives. Now, 13 more countries could be added to the list. These are Australia, Italy, Japan, New Zealand, Nigeria, Bahrain, Israel, Kenya, Philippines, Russia, Singapore, South Korea, and Thailand. With that, let's move on to all the updates from around the world. Now, although COVID-19 patients may actually lose their sense of smell, they can breathe freely, do not tend to have runny or blocked nose, and cannot detect bitter or sweet taste. And that is what a study published on Wednesday has found. The study is the first to compare how people with COVID-19 smell and taste disorders differ from those with other causes of upper respiratory tract infections, and that's according to researchers, including those from the University of East Anglia in the UK. Now, the researchers hope that their work could help develop smell and taste tests for fast COVID-19 screening in primary care and emergency departments. The findings, published in the journal Rhinology, lend weight to the theory that COVID-19 infections actually infect the brain and central nervous system. The loss of smell and taste is a prominent symptom of COVID-19. However, it is also a common symptom of having a bad cold, said lead researcher Carl Philpott, a professor at UEA's Norwich Medical School. Moving on, New Zealand said that on Wednesday that it has 5 new cases of COVID-19 in the community and 1 in managed isolation facilities. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said that a drop in cases indicated the country was not seeing a surge in COVID-19 in the community, and there were 13 cases reported as of yesterday. the rollout of their resurgence plan is working as they intended, said Ardern, also adding that there was no intention to raise the level of restrictions in Auckland. Now, the UK government on Wednesday has announced a significant expansion of its COVID-19 testing program, with the Office of National Statistics planning to test 150,000 people every fortnight by October from the current 28,000 tests in that period. Now, the ONS COVID-19 infection survey will focus on random samples of tests from the general population across England over and above a separate mass testing program already underway for those showing symptoms of COVID-19. Now, the Department of Health and Social Care said that the aim of the additional tests, with or without symptoms, was to better understand the spread of the deadly virus and to clamp down on localized flare-ups. Now, Iran has surpassed 20,000 confirmed deaths from the COVID-19 disease as of today. The health ministry has said that the highest death toll for any Middle East country so far in the pandemic is this. Now, the announcement came as the Islamic Republic, which has been struggling with both the region's largest outbreak and the highest number of fatalities, went ahead with university entrance exams for over 1 million students. Now, Iran is also preparing for mass cheat commemorations later this month. Well, with that, it's a wrap on this podcast. Many thanks for listening in. But also, before wrapping up, let me tell you about the Financial Freedom Offer. You can get your true financial freedom with Money Control Pro's Independence Day Blowout Offer. Be a pro at just 1 rupee per day and claim exclusive benefits worth 15,000 rupees. Use the code FREEDOM365 and log on to Money Control website or app to know more.